Hello?
Yes, sorry for the line got disconnected. I think, madam, by mistakely you have hang up my line.
Well, I didn't know. It just said hang up, so I did.
No worries. Now, just simply once again go back to the previous page.
How do I do that?
As you did it before, madam. Just press the back button, madam. Go back to the previous page.
No, there's no back button for this. It doesn't go back.
Okay. Once again, look at the extreme bottom of your cell phone. Can you see there's a small round
button? What am I looking at again?
Once again, look at the bottom, madam, of your screen. At the extreme bottom, there is a small round circle button over there.
What do I want? Add call, hide call, Bluetooth, keypad.
No.
What do I want?
No. Have a good look, madam. Have a good look on your screen. At the extreme bottom.
I am having a good look. That is all there is. There's a number at the top, 0417978941. Don't know what it is. And at the bottom, there's the ones I already read out, add a call, hold a call, Bluetooth, speaker, mute, keypad, or hang up.
Okay. Just below that hang up, madam, below that hang up, can you see there's a small round circle button over there?
A small round circle button at the bottom?
Yeah, at the bottom, just below that hang up button. Just below that hang up button.
Below the hang up button.
No. Just below that hang up, the red color hang up button. Can you see there are three button signs over there? One is a rectangular sign, one is a square sign, and one is a small round circle middle one. Small round circle middle button sign over there.
At the bottom of my screen.
There's three things
at the bottom of the screen. You want me to click on one of those?
Yes, you need to click the middle one. You need to give a
middle one.
On
okay,
middle.
I'll
yes.
do that. Okay, I'm back to the main.
And now what you have got, madam? What you can see? You can see your main
I'm back to the main part of my phone where I can choose what I do.
Yes. Now you can see all the applications once again, all the apps.
Yes.
Once again, just open up that Play Store. Open up that Play Store. Or just do one thing. Read me out all the apps, madam. Read me out all the apps.
Play Store. Where the hell's the Play Store?
Read me out all the apps, madam. Hold on.
Games.
Play
Store. That must be on one of those. Play Store. Settings. BBC News. Gmail. Play Store, Telegram, no, Play Store's not there. Drive, no, I can't find it.
Okay, just read me out all the apps once again. Read me out all the apps.
Well, I've got Google,
uh-huh.
Gmail, YouTube, Drive.
Uh-huh.
This is Google.
Uh-huh.
Go back. Oh, Play Store, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
Yeah, now in the Play Store, what you can see?
Any remote desktop.
And can you see open? Can you see there's an option open?
Press on open.
Tap on open.
It says, for controlling this device remotely, a plugin is required. Would you like to install this plugin now? The answer is no, isn't it?
Can you see cancel?
Yes. Okay, so now I've got a tutorial.
Yes.
I can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue circle.
You can get detailed
help or restart the tutorial anytime here in the menu.
Yes, that's correct.
Touch
your screen outside that blue tutorial surface.
Okay.
And now what you have got? What you can see?
Now it's at any desk.
And can you see your address and there is a 9-digit number?
My address says 900-905-091, whatever that is. Yes.
This is your one-time cancellation ID, madam. As I told you before, we are going to help you up to generate the cancellation ID for canceling this fraud order, right? So this is your one-time cancellation ID. So can you see?
Okay.
So tell me the number once again. Tell me the numbers once again. It's 900.
900.
Uh huh.
905.
Uh huh.
091.
All right, that's correct. And now just below that, just underneath that number, can you see there's a option written over there like safe password? Can you see that?
Set password, it says, yes.
Yeah, give a click on that safe password. That's correct. You are doing good, madam. Give a click on that safe password. Have you clicked on that safe password?
Okay, now I've got...
Uh-huh. What you have got?
I've got a page with a red heading...
Security, right?
Security, and an arrow going backwards.
Yes. And can you see interactive access? Can you see interactive access?
Interactive access. Yeah, got that.
Yes. And now you can see interactive access, the first option. Can you see the second option, permission? Can you see the second option, permission?
Second option. Only show incoming session requests if
yes.
any desk window is open.
All right. Just below that.
And that's got a black, that's been tapped, that's the black button.
Yes, no worries. Just below that, what you can see? Just read me out.
It's never show incoming session request.
Yes, and just below that, what you can see? Permission.
Oh, below that I've got permissions.
Yes.
Allow other devices to
yes,
say login information
to this desk. Hold on. What you need to do, you need to scroll down your page little bit. Scroll down your page little bit, you will get to see there is an option permission profile. Scroll down your page little bit. Can you see permission profile?
A what profile?
Permission profile. Permission profile.
It says permission. Allow other devices to save login information.
Now scroll down your page. Yes.
And there's several other options.
Yes,
is that what you mean?
Yes. You need to scroll down your page little bit. Scroll down your page
okay,
little
bit. I'm going down.
And now can
enable
you...
Enable previous session profiles. Clear previous session profiles. Permission profiles.
Yes. You need to give a tap on that permission profile. Tap on that permission profile.
Tap it down.
Yes. Tap on it. And after giving a tap on that permission,
okay.
What you have got, what you
I've
can
got,
see.
It says, it's a blank line, then underneath a red line and a plus sign.
Uh-huh.
And then it says default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Yes, that's correct. You need to give a tap on that unattended access. Give a tap on that.
Why, is that so you can get it in?
No. Unattended access means, madam, you are blocking those unwanted person whoever misusing your personal information.
So,
tap on it. Tap on that full access.
Permission profiles. So I'm giving them permission, anybody permission to access it?
No, you are giving the permission to block those unwanted person from your side, okay?
Doesn't read like that, so good job. So I'll click unattended access. Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. And now what you have got?
Okay. And it says profile enabled with a tick.
Yes. And can you see there is a second option which says enable unattended access?
Enable unattended access. Yes, and it's not ticked.
Yes, you need to give a tick on that. Tick on that.
Why am I enabling unattended access?
You see, madam.
Isn't this giving anyone permission to get into my phone?
No. You are blocking those unwanted person from your side. So whenever you give a click on that enable unattended access, at that point of time, we are going to provide you the cancellation security password. We are going to provide you the password over there. So no one can just get into your network in the future, all right? No one can just access
your information. Okay, it doesn't read like that at the moment. It sounds like I'm giving permission to people, but...
Hold on, madam. At first, you must tap on it.
Enable unattended access.
Yes, give a tap on it. Tap on it.
So do you want me to tick? That'll tick it, won't it?
Yes, tap on it.
I can't believe this.
Tap on it.
It says set password.
Yes, now you can believe me, madam. As I told you before, we are going to provide you the cancellation password. So in future, no one can just get into your cell phone. No one can just use your personal information from their side. So we are going to provide you that password. Do not share this password to anyone, okay?
Okay. So what is it?
So you need to type that password in over there. You can see there's a red color line. You need to type in that password over there. Type in over there,
yes.
Madam. All in lower cases, type letter E, E for Edward, letter E.
Sorry. Is this uppercase or lowercase?
In lowercase, madam, in lowercase.
Lowercase. And what is it again? What's the first one?
It's E. E for Edward, letter E. Yeah.
E for Edward.
Yes. Then B. B for Bob. B.
There's no letters. I can't.
Sorry?
There's no letters. I can't do anything.
You need to give a tap on that red line at first. Give a tap on that red line at first. Now you got your keyboard?
There it's come up. Okay. So lowercase E. Yes.
Yes. Then B. B for Bob. Letter B.
B for Bob, did you say?
Yes, B for Bob, B for Barry, B.
Oh, D. D for dog. Oh, D for daddy. Okay, and a lowercase again?
Yes, in lowercase. All the words will be in lowercase.
Lowercase D.
Then type...
Okay, yes.
Then type lowercase A. A for apple. Lowercase A.
Lowercase A.
Yes.
Yes.
Then type lowercase y. Y for yellow. Lowercase y.
Lowercase again?
Y. Yeah, lowercase. Lowercase.
Lowercase y. Yes.
Then type.
Okay.
Then type number one. Type number one.
Number one?
Yes, number one.
One? Yep.
Then type number two.
Two.
Then type number three.
And three.
Then type number four.
And four. Yep.
And just below that, can you see there is an option OK? Can you see OK? Below that, OK?
Yes, so then go to OK.
Yeah, tap on OK. Tap on OK.
Okay.
So now just hold on. Don't touch anywhere, madam. Be on that page. And shortly, we are going to activate this ID, cancellation ID from our side. So whenever the ID got activated, madam, you will get to see any option comes up like start now or start cancellation. If you can see anything comes up like start now or start cancellation at the bottom, you need to give a click on it. Okay?
I'm sorry, I've still got that permission page. Is that the one I should have up?
Hold on, now you will get to see start now. Hold on, you will get to see start now. Can you see at the bottom? Start now. Can you see at the bottom? Start now? At the right hand side bottom. Start now. Give a click on it. Tap on it. Start now.
Okay, look, stop, please. Every time I have to do something, I have to take the phone away from my ear, so I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
so
tap on start
now. I'm
now
going to go and press start now. Is that correct?
Yes, start now. Tap on start now.
Okay, start now. Okay, I've done that.
Yes. And now what you have got, madam? What you can see?
I've got position profile and there is...
Can you
then
see?
I've got... screen sharing, full access and unattended access.
Yes. And now right-hand side bottom and in that page...
It
right
says close.
Side, yes, close. Press on close. Press on close.
Okay, I'll close it. Close. Now
yes.
I've got permissions with security or something
yes,
at the top.
Yeah, yes.
And now...
Now
that's gone. That's disappeared. Connection is set. I have no idea. Now it's asking...
Can you see...
Don't know what it's talking about. It's asking for remote address.
No. Hold on. Hold on. Let me make you understand, madam. Can you see... Can you see eBay Secure Server? Can you see that eBay Secure Server?
eBay Secure Server is now viewing your desk.
Yes.
Yes.
So now, madam, you need to understand, you are successfully connected to our eBay Secure Server. So through this eBay Secure Server, we can just help you up to block those persons from your site, whoever misusing your personal information to place this kind of fraud orders. All right?
So I can do, sorry, I don't understand that. What can I do?
You don't need to do anything. You can see that eBay Secure Server has been connected to your site. So that means right at the moment, you are connected to our eBay security department, madam. Okay?
Right.
So, because, madam, you are connected to eBay security department, so no one can just, right at the moment, no one can just use your personal information or no one can just use your cell phone from their side to place this kind of fraud orders. Okay? So right now, what we are going to do, we are going to help you up to cancel that order and provide you back your refund for $299, okay?
Yeah.
So now what you can see in your screen right at the moment?
It says, it's nothing, it's on the,
Yes, you can see the, you can see the
black screen. Sorry?
You can see the black screen?
I can't say. It keeps changing. Anything.
What you can see? You can see your normal screen, madam, your home screen, where you can see all the apps. Can you see that?
I can see all the apps. It's not my home screen, but I can see all the apps, yes.
Yes. So now, madam, as because you can understand, like the charge has been made from your side for $299 to your Commonwealth Bank. Like, do you deal with your Commonwealth Bank?
Sorry, you want me to? I don't use my phone for banking at all. But you want me to touch the CommBank app?
No. I'm not telling you that. I'm asking you. Do you deal with the Commonwealth Bank? I'm just asking you. Do you deal with the Commonwealth Bank?
Yes,
madam. You can now, as because, madam, we are receiving that payment for $299 from your Commonwealth Bank. Okay, so that's why I have asked you that you are dealing with the Commonwealth Bank or not. Like, can you just confirm me? Like, you do check your statement through online. Like, you do internet banking, online banking.
I do a bit of online banking, sometimes, but not often.
A
long time since I used it, long time.
Alright, so what you need to do, madam, you need to simply log into your bank and just check that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. If you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, just let me know. I will help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund. All right?
Okay, so what do I do? Go and do that now and then
you need to,
phone you back or something?
you need to log into your Commonwealth Bank. Can you see there is a Commonwealth Bank application in your cell phone?
I do on my computer.
Okay, just do one thing. Give a tap on that Commonwealth Bank application. If you have that Commonwealth Bank application, give a tap on it.
On my phone?
Yes, on your phone. Give a tap on it.
Yeah, I have.
And now it is asking for the passcode. Do you know the passcode, the 4-digit passcode?
I don't know. We'll try something. Yeah, it's logged on. What do you want me to do?
Can you see the option accept or decline?
Accept.
And now what you can see?
My account has come up.
Yes. Now, just check all of your accounts one by one, madam. If you can see any unauthorized transaction over there by the name of eBay, just let me know, okay? So I can
eBay?
Yes. Yes. So I can just help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund, all right?
Complete access.
Have it.
Nothing's gone up today that I can see.
Have you checked it properly, madam?
I've checked each one. I don't know about properly. I've looked at each one and I can't see anything that has gone out today that didn't have.
Yes. So, madam, because we have not authorized that transaction for $299, so that's why maybe it's in a pending transaction right at the moment. All right. So you don't need to worry about anything. I think that's why it is not showing you up in your account right at the moment, because this is a pending transaction right at the moment. So what I'm going to do, madam, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my accounts manager. Okay. So my accounts manager will help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund for $299. All right?
It's not showing at the moment anywhere.
Just hold on. My accounts manager will help you up to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund.
It's not there. It can't be cancelled because it's not there.
No. As because, madam, it's a pending transaction right at the moment. So that's why it is not showing you in your account right at the moment. Okay? Because the charge already has been made and we have not authorized that charge. So that's why it is in a pending right now. So I'm simply transferring this call to my accounts manager. So he gonna help you up to cancel that transaction, that pending transaction, and provide you back your refund. All right? Just hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, just hold on.
Will do.
Hello.
Hi,
ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold, ma'am. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior officers from Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's good to hear that. Well, actually, ma'am, I was just listening to the conversation between you and one of my representatives. I believe my representative was well enough to explain you about these things, right?
Yeah.
Well, basically what happens is, ma'am, you know, the transaction which our representative was trying to explain you, ma'am, that was, you know, like on a ledger balance of your account. It is not showing. It is hidden. Okay?
No.
Because we just, yes, you know, put that payment on hold. Because the transaction has been made from one from eBay of $299 and one from PayPal that will be $199. Okay? Right?
Okay.
So first of all, what you need to do is, ma'am, press your home button and open up your Google page, ma'am.
Okay, I don't use my phone for doing anything with money, so I haven't a clue what I'm doing. So
no problem.
I've got at the moment is a list of my bank accounts. What do I do?
No problem, ma'am. You just need to go to your home screen of your phone, ma'am. Log out from your bank.
Go away from the bank.
Yes, ma'am. Log out from your bank. Okay.
So back to just close it altogether.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold on, okay? Now, after that, you see at the top, you see Google Chrome, right? And I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is right now. Now, you see at the top, ma'am, search or type a web address, right? Correct?
Yeah.
You see that? Now, you just need to, yeah, I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Now, you just need to type over there, ma'am, M for Mary. And then Y for yellow. Type M for Mary.
M.
Y for yellow.
Y.
And then, yeah, give a space.
Yeah.
Right,
yes,
and
okay,
then type number one,
yes,
and then P for Peter.
What the heck is this?
Yeah, now you see, ma'am, there will be an option come up. Hold on, our server is helping you. That's because you don't use your phone too much, correct, ma'am? Now, I want you to read it out something, ma'am, okay? Now, first of all, what do you see at the top, ma'am? What is my IP address? This is your,
yeah,
internet IP address, ma'am, okay? Right? And can you,
yeah,
just read it out, ma'am? This line, the red color line. Can you just read it out? The red color line, ma'am, what it is?
Yes. It says 122.106.230.134.
Okay. Now, just below that, ma'am, you see the red color line. Can you read it out for me, ma'am? The red
online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay. Do you understand that, ma'am? What does that mean?
I presume it means you can see it and so can anybody else.
No.
Can see anything I do.
No,
but
let me tell you, ma'am, I can't see anything. It means your internet service provider can see, okay, your internet IP address. And spying means from the other people are also using your internet IP address, okay? See, what happened is, ma'am, like whenever you're going for a cafe coffee day, you're going to your friend's place, or you go for shopping sometime, maybe, or you go to different places, ma'am, right? On that time, you connect your phone Wi-Fi sometime, okay? On that time, ma'am, you know, your identity has been compromised by the hacker from overseas, okay? Because basically, ma'am, are you getting me? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, but I don't use my phone for anything except answering phone calls or occasional texting.
You don't use it. I understand that, ma'am. You don't use it, right? But the hackers...
Yes.
They are using it for illegal purposes, ma'am. They are using your identity,
yeah,
on your,
yeah,
phone.
Okay,
they're just taking the Wi-Fi. Now, let me tell you, ma'am. Let me explain you first what happened is. Because they are not interested, ma'am, only on your money. They are only interested on your identity, okay? Because they are from overseas, ma'am. They are from overseas. And they are
so what do I do?
I'm here, ma'am. I will help you. What you have to do is right now, okay?
Still haven't got anywhere.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. I will help you, okay? Now, I just want to show you one more important thing, which you must know about it, okay? Now, first of all, what you just need to do is, ma'am, I'll tell you what you have to do is. Right. Now, what do you see, ma'am? What we are going to do is, ma'am, at this moment, we are just going to cancel all the transactions for you, which has been made by the hacker. Okay? And at the same time, we are going to refund you the money. And at the same time, we are going to give you a security. Okay? Right? So, you don't need to worry anything, ma'am, as I'm here with you. And I'm going to help you, like, what do you have to do is, right? So, you just need to log in into your bank once again, ma'am. Just log in into your bank, and I will tell you what do you have to do is, okay, right?
I don't use this for the bank. I don't know how to log into it, really.
Okay, you don't know how to log in.
I don't even know where to find it.
Okay, I'll help you, ma'am. I will help you. Don't worry. Don't worry, ma'am. I will help you, like, how you will get those stuff, okay? You said, like, you do only online banking, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I can't even...
Okay, I will help you, ma'am. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, everything's disappearing. It's all going all over the place.
Okay, you just leave. You just don't touch your phone. Don't touch your phone. I will help you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Now, just hold on for a while, ma'am. You said just now, like, you know how to, like, log in into your bank, ma'am, right? So I want you to log in into your bank, if you can, okay? Just hold on, okay? Don't do anything. Now, after that, try to log in into your bank, ma'am. Just log in. Hello? Yeah, just log in into
yes,
your bank.
I'm here. I'm just looking up. Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I will help you, okay? No worries about that. No, just
okay.
All right. Now, I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, ma'am, okay? And I believe, ma'am, you use a two card, right? Like, one is Visa card, and the second one is MasterCard, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What do you see, ma'am, right now?
There's a list of my bank accounts.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Now, I'll just tell you, ma'am. Now, first of all, we need to do is, ma'am, at this moment, we just need to, first of all, you know, we just need to cancel all the transactions, okay? Which the hacker, yeah. They have been done it. Have you ever heard about, ma'am, a bitcoin.com, ma'am? Have you ever heard about... Have you ever heard about, ma'am, a Bitcoin?
A Bitcoin, yes.
Yes. Ma'am, the hackers, yes. They have been registered you and they have been done a lot of transactions while using your name on Bitcoin. So what we are going to do is, ma'am, we are just going to cancel all the transactions which they have been made while using your identity, okay? And at the same time, we are just going to give you a security so that in future, you don't have to face any problem. Okay? Right?
But hang on. Bitcoin.
Yes, ma'am.
My brother in the United Kingdom has been doing some stuff with Bitcoin.
Okay. Your brother
in the UK.
I understand that, ma'am. But we found another people, you know, are using your, registering you on coins, on Bitcoin, okay? That's why we just need to cancel. If your brother
okay,
is...
Okay, so long as you don't touch anything my brother has done, you don't even know his name.
Yes, I understand that, ma'am. We are just cancelling the transaction, ma'am. We are not doing anything. Nothing is doing here and there, okay? We are just trying to help you. That's it.
Okay? Yes, but don't do anything that my brother has done.
No, we are not doing anything, ma'am. Your brother has done on crypto, ma'am. Okay? So we are not touching on crypto. The Bitcoin has been done by the hacker. That's why we are just cancelling on Bitcoin, ma'am. Okay? Not on anywhere else. Right, ma'am?
Bitcoin is managing that from the UK.
Ma'am, I just said your brother is doing on crypto, not on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is different and crypto is different, ma'am. Try to understand that. Your brother do it on coin, that is on crypto. But what I'm doing and trying to help you, we are just cancelling the transaction which has been made by the hacker on Bitcoin, ma'am. Okay? We are just cancelling it, ma'am. Are you getting me, ma'am?
How can you tell the difference between the hacker and my brother?
Yeah, because that shows in our server that someone is from USA going through crypto and using that thing. So that's why we are telling you, right?
My brother is in the UK.
Ma'am, you said he's in UK. That's what I'm saying, UK, ma'am, right?
Okay. My brother is in the UK. He's in England.
Yeah, and he's been managing my Bitcoin. Yes, ma'am. That's really good, ma'am. I understand that your brother is in UK, right? But we found some people from California are using your identity for illegal purposes. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why we are just cancelling it, ma'am. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Just hold on, okay? Just hold on.
Thank you.
Just hold on, ma'am. And I will tell you like what you have to do is. Now you don't touch your phone. Once when I'll tell you to do it, then you will do it, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
We just need to cancel the transaction, then I'll let you go and I'll show you. Now, you just need to write down your email address, ma'am. Write down your email address.
Sorry?
Write down your email address, ma'am, on which you check your mail and receive an email.
Where? I can't see anything.
Hey, over here, ma'am, you see? It is asking you. There is a dot. You can write it over there, your email.
No, I can't see. It's not the lighting up. I can't read it.
No. I want you to put down your email on the white, you see, there is a bar, a white space bar. Write down your email, ma'am, over there. Okay.
No, I can't see the
spacebar. Oh, you can't do that? You can't do that, ma'am, right now? Hello?
It's happening when I touch the screen.
Oh, okay. Right. Can you see that, ma'am? There is a email where you can see that, right? Type your email, ma'am.
I can see it. That there's a thing in the middle. I can't read what it says, but I can't get to it. I'm touching it, and it doesn't light up, and I can't see it. So I can't do anything.
Okay. Ma'am, I'll tell you once again. Where you see, ma'am, there is like a... Okay, no problem, ma'am. You do one thing. You just need to do one thing, ma'am. First of all...
No, that's gone to something else.
Okay, no problem. You don't have to do anything, okay? As you said, you don't do it, ma'am, okay? What I'll tell you is, ma'am, you have to do it. You just need to grab hold of your Commonwealth debit card, ma'am. Just be handy with your debit card, okay? Yes, your Commonwealth debit card, ma'am. Be handy with your Commonwealth debit card, ma'am. Right, ma'am. Oh, you got your debit card, ma'am?
I've got the key card. Is that what you want, or do you want? I've got a Visa.
Okay, you got your Visa. I want your Commonwealth debit card, ma'am. Okay, be handy.
I don't know what a debit card is unless it's the one that they call key card that I can take money out of the machine.
Okay, now you just take a picture, ma'am, of your card which you are handy with. Just take a picture. And before you take a picture, ma'am, you do one thing. Do you have a charger, ma'am? Do you have a charger? Because you have a very less battery on your phone. Plug your phone into the charger. You can see your phone. Yeah. Just do that, ma'am. Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't even know where my charger is, ma'am. I don't know.
Ma'am, you just first of all try to plug your charger in the phone. Now log in into your bank. Log in into your bank and hold on. Don't do anything. Okay? Just log in into the bank. Yeah, you just need to log in. Write down the 4-digit PIN.
Yes,
that's right. Just log in into your bank first, and I'll tell you what your password to is. Yes, ma'am. Sorry? Ma'am, hello? No, it won't take much of your time, ma'am. Just log in into your bank and hold on. Don't do anything. Yeah, you don't do anything. Just hold on, okay? Don't touch your phone. Just hold on, okay? Just hold on. I will help you after that, okay? Don't do anything. Don't touch your phone. Because we are just giving you a security, ma'am. Okay? Right now, on your phone. Just hold on. Don't do anything. Right? I will help you like what you have to do is. Because at this moment, ma'am, we just need to generate a security for you so that we can go ahead and we can secure your everything at this moment, right?
Yes.
So don't worry about that. I'll tell you what you have to do is. And after that, you just need to be handy with your debit card. And I will tell you, like, what you have to do is. Okay? Right?
Yes.
And after that, what do you see right now?
Blank screen.
Okay, blank screen. No problem. We are just being skipped. We are just going to give you a security, ma'am, okay? That's why.
Sorry?
We are just going to give you a security. We are just going to give you a security, ma'am. We are just generating a code so that we can secure and we can cancel the transaction, okay? Which has been placed by the hacker very badly. Alright? And ma'am, you said like you are the only one like who used this phone. Apart from you, no one else used this phone. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that's
correct. So, alright. So, you are the only one who used this phone, right? Apart from you, no one else used this phone. Okay, no problem then. So, after that, what do you see right now? Just let me know. Right. Now, what do you see, ma'am? You see still the same?
It's just got a blank screen. What do I do?
You don't do anything, ma'am. You don't do anything. Just hold on. Don't
do. Can you just listen to me for once? There's something there. Images coming up, but I cannot see them because my screen is so black. How do I do something?
Oh, your screen is black? No worries, your screen is going to come up right now because at this moment, we are just generating a code for you. That's why, you know, your screen is black, okay? Right. So, you don't worry, you can see your screen right now at this moment.
No,
okay.
I know there is something there, you know, which is what I said last time. I can see that there is something there, but I cannot see it. So
okay.
What do I do?
You don't do anything. Just hold on. Wait for my... You just hold on, ma'am, and I will tell you like what you have to do is at this moment, because we are just trying to give you a security, ma'am. Okay? Just hold on. Don't do anything, ma'am. Just hold on, okay? Just hold on, and I will tell you like what you have to do is right now, okay? Now you just need to... Just hold on, ma'am. Right, just hold on, ma'am. Hello? Right, now you just need to open up your phone camera.
Sorry?
Now I just want you to open up your phone camera and take the picture of your debit card, okay? Now you can see your screen, ma'am.
I can't see it. It's not lighting up.
Oh, it's not lighting up.
No, I don't know. I know it's there, but I can't see it. What? I've got two. I can press here. Which one
okay.
do I press?
You don't do anything. You don't do anything. You don't do anything. Just wait, okay? Don't do anything. Just hold on. I will tell you, okay? Just hold on, okay? Just hold on.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Just hold on. I will tell you, like, what you have to do is right now, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Just hold on.
I am.
Now just hold on, ma'am. You will see. I believe, ma'am, now you will see your screen. Correct, ma'am? Is that okay?
But you know it's there. I can see it in the background, but it's not visible. I can't read anything or do anything. There's no light coming.
Oh, you can't see anything. Okay, no worries. Hold on, okay? Now you will see, ma'am.
Yes,
it will be visible.
I can see something there, but I can't see it, if you see what I mean. Obviously need to press one or other of these buttons in order to make the light come back on, but I don't know which one to press. I don't know which one turns it off, on, or that is better.
Well, you will see, ma'am, the whole light, because like the hacker, they are using it, as I told you, so we are giving you our security. That's why you are unable to see that properly. Once the work is going to be completed successfully, you will be using it successfully, ma'am, okay? So I just want you to be with me. Yes?
That's better. Right, that's normal.
Now you just need to open up your phone camera and take a picture, as I told you to take the picture of your debit card, of your Commonwealth.
Take a picture of what?
Take a picture of your debit card, ma'am. Of your debit card properly, ma'am. Which card do you have? Which card do you have right now with you, ma'am? It's a Visa card.
I have a Visa card, MasterCard, and a KeyCard.
Oh, you have a Master. You have okay. Take that card, ma'am.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm asking you, ma'am. You just take the picture, ma'am, one by one, all card. Take the picture of one card, all, yes. Just hold
one.
On. Right. Yeah. Now, just try to hold on for a moment. Now, you just need to turn this card, flip this card, ma'am. Flip your Visa card, ma'am. Just flip it. And after that, just hold on for a moment. Now you just need to take the different picture from a different card. This is a Visa card, right, ma'am? Remove this card and take another card. Just hold on. Now, just turn this card, flip this card, ma'am. This is your MasterCard, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, just take another card, your debit card, ma'am. Now this is your debit. Yeah, this card is not. This is your EFT card, ma'am, right?
It's my what card?
This is your FTS card, right?
I have no idea what that means. It's the one I use to get cash out of the machine.
Okay, so yes, you don't have...
This is the one I pay for things at the shop.
Okay, okay. All right. Just hold on, okay? And just keep it properly. Now, after that, I'll tell you. Now, turn this card, flip it. Just flip this card now. Flip this card.
I hope these are secure.
Okay. Now, I'll just tell you, like, what do you have to do is, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to ask you, ma'am, okay? Right. Now, just be here. And I'll tell you, like, what you have to do is, okay? Right? Just hold on, okay? Now, just hold on, and I will tell you, like, what you have to do is, ma'am, okay? Right?
Yes. Yes.
Just hold on for a moment and be like this, ma'am, okay? I'm so sorry that I've been trying to help you and a lot of things were going on, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So you just need to be with me and I will tell you. Now you just need to press your, just be like this. So what are you doing, ma'am, by the way? So.
What am I doing?
You want to have a glass of water, ma'am?
No. I'm fine.
Because, you know, we're just trying to do a lot of things that are going on, alright? And ma'am, can you just find out your debit card, ma'am? Like your debit card. Which one is your debit card, ma'am?
Well, I don't understand. I've just given you all my cards.
How many cards do you have got, ma'am, along with you right now?
Excuse
me? Like, how many cards do you have got, ma'am? Okay, no problem. Just hold on, okay? Just hold on, okay? Your main account is your complete access, right? So just be with me and I will tell you like what you have to do is right now, ma'am, okay? Right?
What do I do?
Uh-huh.